In the late 1990s, a series of school killings across the country terrified students and their parents. Pearl, Mississippi, West Paducah, Kentucky, Jonesboro, Arkansas, and of course, Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. The media, including NPR, sought to answer society's inevitable questions. How could this happen? What caused these boys to kill? Are the parents to blame? Author Lionel Shriver's new novel, We Need to Talk About Kevin, looks through a mother's eyes at a son who murders seven of his classmates, an English teacher and a cafeteria worker. Eva Kachadourian resented her son Kevin from pregnancy and grew to despise him in life. The book is written as a series of letters from Eva to her husband Franklin. Lionel Shriver reads from an early passage.
All very easy for you to want to be a daddy, to buy into all that stuff bunny schlock, when I was the one who had to blow up like a sap. I was the one who had to turn into a goody-two-shoes teetotaler sucking back vitamins. I was the one who had to watch her breasts get puffy and bloated and sore when they used to be so neat and close. And I was the one who would be ripped to ribbons ramming a watermelon through a passage the size of a garden hose. I did. I hated you and your little coos and mumbles. I wish you'd stop patting my brow with that damp washcloth as if it made the slightest bit of difference. And as I squeezed it, I think I knew I was hurting your hand. And yes, I even hated the baby, which so far had not brought me hope for the future, but unwieldiness and embarrassment and a rumbling subterranean tremor quaking through the very ocean floor of who I thought I was.
Lionel Shriver says the concept for this book is based on her reaction to the school shootings of the late 1990s, a time when she was considering becoming a mother.
There was some little synapse in my mind, I think, between those incidents and my worst fears about motherhood. And as a consequence, the idea of writing a book in which my son, or the narrator's son, became one of those killers was an interesting exercise for me in sorting out what I was afraid of and why I had put off childbearing as long as I had.
So rather than focusing on what drove Kevin to do this, you focus on his mother and her decision-making about having this child and how she deals with it. Why is that? What did you want to tell with this character?
Well, there are a lot of people in this country now, a lot of women, who are not sure they want to have children. And I came to believe that this whole maternal instinct thing may be a bit of a myth, that it doesn't come as naturally to all women as it's supposed to.
So Eva also has this daughter, though, with whom she does have a very strong bond, unlike with her son Kevin. And I wondered, as you wrote this, did you come to believe that children could really be a bad seed, that there was something wrong with the son rather than with the mother?
Well, I certainly intended the bad seed business to be on both sides. In some ways, they were both bad seeds, or at least perfectly bad for each other. It's interactive. I'm not sure that I would say that people can start absolutely evil, but I would say that people vary in their initial ability to recognize the reality of others, to empathize, to love. Those capacities can be nurtured or they can be stifled, but I don't think it's a stretch to say that there are some people who are born with less moral capability than others.
There were many difficult moments reading this book, some very disturbing conversations between Eva and her son, particularly during her visits to the prison. I wondered how you researched the topic of these school massacres. Did you talk to parents, child convicts, parents of the victims in school shootings to get a sense of drama that you have in these dialogues?
Most of that was through the internet. That is, I did a lot of reading of the journalistic accounts and a lot of the essays that came out after it. And the research helped only so much. It did help in that the news of the incidents, like Pearl, Mississippi, say, became events in the novel itself. And that was useful partly because I came to the conclusion as well that the one thing that was driving these school shootings more than anything, more even, I suspect, than access to guns, was that it was a fad. News of the shootings going out all over the airways, all over the country, helped ensure that more would occur, because these kids are, like most teenagers, imitative.
And in fact, this character, Kevin, knew basically the whole history of every other violent act.
In fact, when he's in prison, he makes a study of it. He becomes an expert on his colleagues.
Some reviews of this book talk about it as an underground hit for feminists, because the book portrays this woman who has ambivalent feelings about motherhood, quite a taboo subject. And I wonder if you were surprised at all by the response that you've had by women reading this novel.
I have been. I've been very surprised. I was concerned when I first finished the book that I had written a novel in which the narrator was expressing such taboo feelings that she would be downright dislikable. After all, this is a woman who dislikes her own son, and that is not attractive on the face of it. What's been most heartening to me is that I've found there's a certain percentage of women who read this book who are relieved to read a narrator who will give expression to things that have crossed their own minds, but it's so unattractive that they don't ever feel that they can give it voice themselves. And I think that's one thing that fiction in general can serve, is giving expression to the unsayable.
Have you had any really angry responses from mothers who don't relate to Eva at all, who say, you know, look, we make choices in life. This woman was griping all of the time. She made the wrong choices. You know, get over it.
You know, that's what I would have expected, and I've not encountered that at all. Maybe those people are just not communicating with me. I mean, there's one nasty little review on the Amazon webpage by somebody who believes that these characters have no redeeming qualities whatsoever. But by and large, even mothers, and this has been the biggest surprise of all, even mothers have been grateful for someone expressing the downside of motherhood, the things that they have never been able to say.
This is your seventh novel, and I wonder, do you always write about such dark topics, or do you have some
pretty
lighter
much, yes,
literature here?
Yes, I've been accused of being perpetually depressing, though I am determined with my next book to be a little more cheerful. Frankly, having worked with this material for so long, I am looking for some relief. I want to do something romantic.
Romantic. So is that a change in your lifestyle that's caused you to write about that?
I just got married.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lionel Shriver's latest novel is called We Need to Talk About Kevin. She joined us from our London bureau. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.